We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Opening day on this brisk afternoon. It's cold, but baseball never comes too soon.
All of us recognize that the four World Series championships of our Red Sox and the six Super Bowl championships of our Gridiron partners are simply breathtaking.
Tell the Pats to go screw and get you another day.
Nothing more important than this, Lou.
Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome your sixth time.
This is my day. I don't understand.
Super Bowl champion.
Go away.
New England Patriots.
Joe's going to say, wasn't that a nice ceremony? And say, no, I don't agree with it one bit.
Very emotional pregame ceremony, Lou. And as always, the Red Sox do it right.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
Oh, and here come the world champion, New England Patriots. Awesome. Oh, can we get our rings now? We did something, too.
Lou, how's it going?
And of course, the Patriots kind of to finish it off there at the end. It was well done.
Right now.
Let's pimp everything.
Pimping ain't easy.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
God, Lou is all over the place.
Jeez.
Yeah. Whatever.
See, you for the Patriots, against the Patriots? Well,
I can't really tell.
Hey, after seeing it, it was a nice ceremony. It was opening day. I got their rings. I wasn't going to let it ruin my opening day.
Why did the
I was in a good mood. It was like Rochi.
No, oh, please, no. Nothing. No one. I mean...
That's what I mean. Once I'm in the moment, it's like, hey, I'm here.
By the way, you're the happy elf.
I got there at like 9:30 in the morning. I left at around 8 o'clock at night. I didn't want to leave.
You tweeted this out, I think, Kirsten. Rochi is over the shoulder of Chris Salas. Chris Salas addressing the media, whatever. Chris Salas going through it, and it's almost as if Rochi can feel the emotion.
Yeah, he feel the pain. He's like taking it for him. It's the Green Mile.
He's the
Green Mile guy. He's gonna suck the pain out of his mouth.
It was uncomfortable when Rochi, like when Sale was talking about how he's never been felt this lost, and Rochi put his hand on his shoulder.
Yeah,
or his arm around him.
It was Joe Biden. You just need a hug. You just need a hug. I get it.
Okay.
You're going to fight through this.
You'll turn it.
You're going to find yourself.
Isn't it great just to be here?
It's just look at the grass. It's
great
so nice.
Opening day. Isn't it great?
This is tough for the optimist, isn't it? 3-9. Getting out of the gate. 3-9.
It is.
Do you ever think they would be 3-9?
No.
Well, I didn't. 3-9, maybe, but not this ugly looking 3-9.
Oh, it's an ugly 3-9.
Losing games close, you know, bullpen, maybe giving up something. Like you're doing everything right, but you're just kind of snake bit. What they look like crap.
See, but remember when we had calls, right? April records count. And you're like, listen, that was back when it was like, well, they were 1-3, maybe 1-4, right? So this is the way you look at it. Because as a hitter, every hitter's kind of gone through this before. Like, you know, you go 0-10. It's like 2 or 3 games. And you start panicking. You know, and you're like, oh, 0-10. Jeez, I got to turn this thing around. You start pressing a little bit. Next thing you know, you're like 1-28. And you look back and you say, you know what? When I was 0-10, why did I panic? Why did I worry about it? Because, you know, it's just because of that, I'm now 1-30, for God's sakes, right? So that's how I feel right now. Like 1-3, you're 1-4, you're like, whatever. 1-3, 1-4, you know, you play 500 ball for the next week or so. Okay, whatever. You're like 8-9, no big deal. You're 3-9. Now, I hope they start turning it around because you don't want to be sitting there saying 3-9 is a disaster. I don't want to be sitting here in 10 days from now saying, well, Jesus, you know, 5-17 ain't very good either.
Yeah, 5-17 would not be good.
You know,
but let's put a goal on it.
Put a goal on
500 by the end of the month. Six games under.
I think if you're, I mean, really, it needs to be one day at a time.
Well, let me give you an example. If you're looking at teams, because we've looked it up, and there's no team in recent memory that has gone on to win a World Series that has had a losing record out of the gate in April. The team that we can look at most recently that got to the World Series and got beat in 5 games is the Los Angeles Dodgers. They were 10 games under 500, I think, just before the All-Star break. Remember that? Remember, they were the biggest underachievers for the whole first half of the season. Then they had a really good second half of the season. They win the division, and obviously they get to the World Series. That may be best-case scenario.
I'm just saying, you got 19 games left. Let's just realistically, honestly.
Left in the month.
So, I mean, you go say that realistically, I don't even know if this is a team that right now looks to me capable of going 11-8. You know, so what does that put you? 14-17?
Yeah, it puts you 3 games over.
At the end of April? No, three games.
Three
under.
Games under. Excuse me. Not
so
good.
I mean, and that's going 11-8. And right now, I does this look like a team that can do that? I mean, I know roster wise, I know they can, but does it look like they're got their heads out of their ass enough to do that?
Listen, I think they're going to be. They've got to be in the mix, right? If they're not in the mix, then this is really tragic. But the one thing I would caution, the one thing we were fearful of going into the season is the bullpen. And up until yesterday, the bullpen hasn't been bad. That's been the strongest aspect of their game. And I'm not sure that's going to continue through the rest of the season. I think the starting pitching has got to be better. That is a terrific rotation. They've been the worst by far in baseball
to this point. That's not going to continue. So when your best pitcher tells everybody that he's never been this lost in his life,
I would be concerned.
Never. So, you know, little league, college, summer ball, whatever, minor leagues, you name it, he's never felt this lost in his career.
Yeah, but here's the thing that worries me. If the next four guys falter, you might hear the same thing from them after their games.
Oh, please.
I'm just, you know, Evaldi, if Porcello gets lit again, what do you think he's going to say? How do you feel right now? I feel lost. You know, if Erod goes out and gives it up again, what do you think he's going to say?
What did Chris
Evaldi
say?
Gives it, what do you think he's going to say? I mean, right now, they're all one more start, the next start away from saying the exact same thing, 1-5. You know, and I watched that game last night. The three things that just bothered me, right? And it's not the lineup and the rotation. Number one was just little things, right? Like the hit and run by Galvis, first and second, one out. Just these are the little details. So it's a hit and run. Everybody's stealing. Devers covers third. Pedroia covers second.
Right.
I mean, Vasquez
open
only
gap
got,
in right
he's
field.
Only got one arm. So that's a communication thing. That is not being ready thing for what's about to occur. Because you either Vasquez comes out first and second, he gives the flashes signs, and what that is, it tells Devers, "I'm throwing to you, so you cover the bag." Now, because I'm throwing to Devers, Petey, you stay home in case somebody makes contact, because we don't want everybody running to bags. Bogey's the only one in position, or vice versa. We're going to go for the backside runner, so Petey, you cover. Devers, hold your position. Instead, they both cover.
That's sounds like a
little things, right? Hembry, man, you get two runs. Your team scores two runs for you. You come out, you get two quick outs, and what do? You fall behind and end up walking to Oscar Hernandez, which ends up scoring with two outs. I think that's why Cora sat in that mound for a while before he made the change. He was like, listen, this is the focus part again. And then, of course, the stolen base. I mean, steal home. You know, Devers
25 feet off the bag.
Just, you know, you got to just see him kind of jumping, and you got to be aware of it. You got to be focused. And then if you just jab to third base,
right,
he jumps back.
Has to.
Show a little bit. Just
halfway down the line.
Aware. And this isn't the lineup. This isn't Chris Sale in the mound. But these are the little things that bother you.
All right, so we're going to talk to Alex Cora, as I said, at 2:30 tomorrow. We got a lot of questions to throw at him. But this is the one thing that jumps out at me, and then we're going to hear from Angry Lou if you missed it at the beginning of the program. We sedated him. Actually, we grabbed him, put him down to the ground.
It's like one of those tranquilizer guns.
So you're hearing him now.
I came in pissed off, and I can't repeat it. Right. I mean, I can't get back to that level.
You're being rational right now.
I'd rather you guys hear it from a 2 o'clock hour.
But you tell me, all season long, we applauded Alex Cora for really understanding the pulse of his team, really understanding what they were doing. And I can't tell you how many times he touched something and it turned to goal. He was right virtually every single time. Now we're opening up a 12-game season, and he seems to not, or maybe he does. Maybe he understands what's going on. He's not communicating it to the media. Maybe he doesn't want to.
Not great.
Maybe he's got something going on internally with those guys. He's got to deal with it that way, and he's got to play the Bill Belichick because he sounds a lot more like Bill Belichick now, not saying an awful lot. But this is a guy who really had the pulse of the team and knew what these guys were thinking. So does he have a grasp of it right now? Does he understand what they're doing and he's just not able to convey it to us? Is he saying something totally different to those guys behind closed doors?
I think it's so early. Now, granted, you know, I mean, it's, you know, it is April 10th. But you want to stay consistent, you know, because your whole life as a baseball player, it's like, you know, some dude goes 0-12 in a three-game series. It's not like, hey, you need to come in tomorrow. You need to put more work in. You need to turn this thing around. That's just the wrong approach. It's never been an approach for a baseball player. It's more of he's going to turn it around because he's a good hitter. You know, don't press. Just stay. Just keep working. You put in the work and you're fine. And I think for a while, you know, this stretch, maybe he's still there. I don't know. To where it is, we're going to be fine. You know, consistent. We'll just be consistent with where he was last year, with the way this team is. We're going to be fine. But let's pay attention to the detail. You know, let's be aware, because teams right now are exposing us. They're more aggressive. They're rubbing our noses in it, basically. They're outplaying us.
Yeah, they were playing small more aggressive ball on them yesterday
than we are right now. Yeah, we just think we can roll the balls out there and win.
Yeah, but he keeps on saying we've got to get better, and that's the obvious answer. But it is a loss of focus, and it's every single day. And I'm not saying you should have a team meeting. It's far too early to have a team meeting, as we've discussed before.
I think they may have had one.
Team meetings are the end of the season.
They
destroy a season if you have a team meeting this early. You don't need team meetings.
It's coming. We asked them last week, because this is how you have, when you have a bunch of talent and a bunch of skill, you've had have a history of success, and you're sitting there going, well, why aren't we performing? Why don't we have the success we had last year? Why are we making these stupid mistakes? Hey, let's all get together in a room and talk about it. Well, what do you think what it is, Sale? Hey, Mookie, what do you think it is? Hey, David Price, forget about you, David Price. We all know what you think. You know, that's why you have these team meetings. All right, listen, so we've all figured out what it is. It's not because we don't want to. It's just because maybe we got out of the gate slow. So let's all put our hands in. And woo, Red Sox.
Yeah, but if you all sit around the room and you all look at all the other players and you know how good they are, they won 119 games, including the postseason last year. And if that's how you approach it every day, we're not worried because we won 119. It doesn't necessarily mean that you can duplicate that type of season, especially if you're not focused. They're not focused. The mistakes they're making are idiotic, which brings us to Angry Lou.
I was going to say, they need to channel their inner Angry Lou.
Who showed up to work today and was a complete maniac. Now, the good news was he brought coffees for everybody. The bad news was he wasn't happy at the transaction he had with the coffees, and he was pissed today. First of all, you're
freaking team. Got to deal with 3-9. Got to deal with people can't wait to run away from Red Sox talk. And this team is just feeding right into it. Fine. You know what, Sox? You don't want us to talk to you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep playing like dog shit, okay? Keep doing the whole thing all year long. I don't care. We won't talk about you at all. You want to go 3-9? You want to go 6-20? Do whatever you want. Because I tell you, there's radio stations all in this town. Can't wait to stop talking about you. They won't give a rat's ass about you. So it's up to you. You got your rings? That's nice. I'm really proud of you. Beautiful. I hope you slept with them last night. That's fantastic. But can you get back to getting your head out of your ass and playing good baseball so people can actually want to talk about you? You got people leaving in the fifth inning on opening freaking day because you're putting them to sleep. For God's sakes, get your heads out of your asses. I know it's April 10th. I know it. But what are you going to do when you're like 5-20? You're still going to walk around like you're something? What have you done? See, you won a World Series last year. Are we going to just throw this year away? You got the worst ERA in baseball. You're one of the worst batting average against in baseball. Your entire rotation's got zero wins. You've given up 16 bombs. Guys are too slow to the plate, not paying attention to anybody. You got miscommunication everywhere. You got catchers getting crossed up. You got absolutely nothing working. You people are screaming Yankees suck. You got the highest payroll in baseball. You're 3-9 right now. You rolled into spring training like you were something. Great, you're the world champs. But for the love of God, can we just pick it up? Because I'd like to talk baseball for the next couple of months, and you are close away from us shutting you down. Yeah, and it's already right. April 10th. Yep. You can't pay attention to nothing.
Yep.
Just give him a jab step.
Yep.
Let Gurriel know you're there.
But how embarrassing
is
that?
Put a stick in his side. Let him know you're there. You do a hit and run. And both guys cover. Second base is covered. Third base is covered. The only guy in position is Bogaerts.
Just don't swear again.
Miscommunication.
What type of music?
I don't want this. Go to break. I don't want this.
7.93.7.
And gets two quick outs. And he walks the next guy with two outs. And after getting two runs.
I understand you're a little upset.
And we got the needle out, gave him a shot in the arm, and calmed him right down. And he's been good since
I was amazed that you were able to sneak it, grab him from behind and put that.
Like, but here's where he's so right.
It's
Toronto puts up an insurance run in the eighth inning, and we're all sitting there doing Sweet Caroline. I mean, what a joke. And then you're chanting the people that were left in the ballpark, and he's right. They left early yesterday. I know it was cold, but in 2004, 2005, 2006, I don't care how cold it was, you wouldn't leave on opening day.
I don't know about that.
Okay. But then we have a Yankees suck chant when the only team that sucks right now is the team you're watching.
That's how pathetic it is because you're getting beat up. Nothing's going right for you, even though they still had an opportunity to win or at least tie this game in the ninth. Mookie Betts was there. There's two men on base.
Yep.
So they had an opportunity to actually at least tie it, right? Make things a little more interesting. Thank God that he struck out, because the last thing I wanted to do was have this game go into 5 hours, which it felt like it was going to do. I don't even know if we're going to have our game. But here's what you said.
You know what you were getting pissed at? You were getting pissed at the longer the game went, we had to come in and do an hour, and we weren't going to get on until 6 o'clock.
It was a good hour,
though. And he kept on saying,
I came all the way in here for a half hour?
No, for nothing.
For nothing.
We're not even going to get on the air.
No, because I was like, we came all the way in for 20 minutes?
Right.
Here's what you said. Here's the most important thing that you said, but I don't even think they give a crap, Lou. I honestly, there's too many games. That's the last thing they're worried about, are people paying attention to them. And this is what you said in your long, long-winded rant. Can't wait to stop talking about you. The Red Sox do not care if we're talking about them or not. They don't care. They're used to teams, to radio stations, not talking about them, because that's the way it goes.
The season starts.
There's a little bit of attention, and here comes June. Here comes July. Oh, by the way, the Patriots are playing again. Oh, the Bruins. Oh, the Celtics. They're not relevant.
No.
Nobody cares.
No.
So,
you can get pissed all you want,
but, and I would say this is the best thing for them. This is the best thing that could have happened to them, because we are talking about them. If the score was reversed, if they were 9-3, well, here we go again. I'll see you in September.
Okay, so we've been here before, all right? And a bad April, we've seen it. Two last place finishes. You're right. You know, negativity brings a lot of reaction, and people talk about them. And then once the Bruins start, once the Celtics start, and when you finally dive back into the Red Sox again, if they're not back to where they need to be, it's over. It's over. So to me, you've got, you know, the first 3 weeks of the season to be talked about before the playoffs start. But all the eyes are on you. Now, it didn't help that no eyes are on them out west, because they're 10 o'clock games. But you're going to have a very quiet month and a half to kind of get back to where you need to be. Because when the playoffs are over and the eyes are on you and you're 8 games back and you're in 4th place in the American League East, and now there's an injury or two, and now all of a sudden we start hearing the excuses, well, we're just not hurt, we're not healthy. Well, okay. Well, you sort of ruined that early on in the year. You can't afford to have another bad stretch. You can't afford to have a couple big injuries. When we come back in June, if they're still just floundering around, then it's over.
Well,
it's done.
The real anger.
They'll be unlikable.
Well,
we will tag them with the unlikable.
But and so what? Okay, but it's more important. The reason I think most people would get pissed off, and I think the Red Sox would be, it's not that you lost. It's not that you're losing, because okay, they're getting paid too, and that whole cliche. But it's the way you're losing. It's the fact that you're just getting blown out. You're making dumb mistakes, and you're so much better than that. And I'm sorry. Yes, we expect more from you. There's no babies on that team. Who's the youngest guy on that team right now?
Devers.
Devers. Yeah. Okay, fine. I'll give you another year. I'll give you a pass. But nobody else has any built-in, I'm a baby, I'm young, I just got called up excuses anymore. You got MVPs, Gold Glovers. I mean, come on.
See, I'm just worried that this game could snowball on you. I know it's not an easy game, but it can snowball. So you come out of camp, and last year you came out of camp, and you had the same trend. And as far as, you know, as what Alex talking about, the pitchers, but you were very successful. So when you pulled David Price after 7 innings, no big deal. You win that ball game, you know, or 70 pitches, you win that ball game. But when you come out and throw the ball the way the staff has 2 times through now, Chris Sale being his 3rd time through, now Chris Sale's searching for answers. He said, I've never felt so uncomfortable in my life, in his career.
That's scary.
So, okay, I liked the velocity. I think he can live right where he was, 92 to 95. But the control was awful. And changeup, slider, he's got no fastball. I was looking at some of the numbers last year where the first 3 or 4 starts, it was 93 miles an hour. It was 94 average. You know, right now he's 92, 93, except for the one game apparently he was sick. But fastballs he threw last year like 68% of the time in these first 3 or 4 starts. Now he's throwing it like 35% of the time. He's got no confidence. He's got no location.
None.
How long is this going to go on for?
I didn't notice a swing and miss on a fastball yesterday. First time I think we've seen it all season long. So this is Jeff Passan today. Chris Sale has been one of the best pitchers in the major leagues for the better part of a decade. His 2 seasons in Boston have been beyond phenomenal. He is revered in the clubhouse, the organization, the city. That said, the reaction around baseball was the awkward marriage of puzzlement at why they did it giving him the new contract of 5 years, 145, and the giddiness that they actually did. Among the mileage on Sale's arms, the shoulder problems that disabled him twice last year, and the fastball velocity going AWOL, the warning signs were lit up like the Sitco sign. And the Red Sox had the perfect hedge. Sale was under contract for the 2019 season. If he looked good, rival executives figured the Red Sox could extend him the following year. If not, he would hit free agency. Now on the heels of his third consecutive troublesome start, with radar guns registering, uh-oh, instead of a number, the Sale contract is, at least in the short term, a red flag, and not the kind that hangs at Fenway celebrating a title.
Sure, sure. I mean, when you think about it, it's were they a little over-aggressive by, even though they had, because I would think that you would want to...
Because he wanted to be here.
Well, he wanted to be here, but you still had a year of low value. You didn't really have to do anything, and you have enough money, even if he decided to bolt and go someplace else. You would have been able to, you know, put the money up to sign him. You still had the opportunity to sign him. It would have been between him and Rick Porcello, maybe something like that. But I still, I mean, the guy's writing this article that he just kind of brings it back with. Well, you know, it's still a small sample size. I mean, I don't know what you're going to say. I don't think this has anything to do with his health. I don't think it has anything to do with his, like, he's completely deteriorated and he's just fallen off the cliff and he's done. They all suck
well,
right now.
In what respect?
None of them are good.
No, health in what respect, though? It could be.
Not strong.
That he doesn't have a strong arm.
No, he's not strong right now. And what I don't understand, because again, like, you know, the game has changed so much from relievers and rovers and openers and everything else, but I have never seen a pitcher go into the season not strong and expect that while pitching Major League Baseball for a month, month and a half, you know, you get strong. You know what I mean? Usually you come in and it's like the tank is full. You know, and you just let the big dog, let it eat a little bit. Now, I know him, you got to be careful at the end of the year, but you could still feel strong. Like last year, for example, I thought was the great approach the first month, month and a half. You know, he was averaging 93, 94 in probably his first three or four starts. Hell, he averaged 90 miles an hour in his fourth start of the year against Baltimore last year. Okay, but he also maxed out at 97 in these games. I talk about max velocity a lot because it's in the tank. So I can live at 93 pitching to contact. You know, and getting the occasional strikeout, but I know 97's there if I need it to elevate with two strikes if I need the strikeout. So I felt like last year he was strong. He was just being smart.
But he still wore out at the end of the year.
Yeah, because I think because he went to 99 in July and
wore
just said,
out.
Screw it, I'm going to throw 99 to 100 every single outing, and I think that hurt him more than anything. This year, I don't feel like he's as strong as he was, and this idea that you can get strong within the season is new to me. I've never seen it before. You know, there's a lot of great pitches in this game. You know, whether it be Scherzer or Verlander or whatever, these guys ain't coming out throwing 90 miles an hour, 91 the first month.
Right.
You know, I mean, they might limit their pitch count. They might limit their innings. They might give them the occasional day off or push back a start and maybe going into the break. You have a miss a start, all-star break, things like this. But to completely change your repertoire and just expect that it's going to get stronger, you wear down as the season goes.
See, I got to believe that this pitching, the starting pitching, because we're still talking about Cy Young contenders, guys who will want or guys that should be winning, and then Sale would be one of them. To me, the focus or the lack of focus is mind-boggling. That you would feel, now maybe they look at the schedule the way that we look at the schedules. They look at these awful teams in the American League. They're going to have no problem. Lou brought it up yesterday. Maybe they need the Yankees. They'll get the Yankees next Tuesday, right? But they also are going to get two series with Tampa Bay in the next couple of weeks.
We're about to go to 10-3, by the way.
Right.
Today.
And so they are. How many runs did they score today?
6-0.
They had 10 runs scored yesterday. So suppose the Rays are for real. Pitching is pretty damn good.
Listen,
and they've got a Cy
anywhere.
Young Award winner.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
Okay, if that's the case, Red Sox have a problem.
I mean, no, seriously.
They have a problem.
Last year, they got by with basically one starter and a couple of spot starters and some openers. This year, you got Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, you got the kid Glasnow that you picked up, and this kid Chirinos last year out of the bullpen was like their opener. He's filthy.
And they're
now,
hitting, and
now
they're
he's
building right
up some innings. Now he's a starter. Now they got four starters. I mean, their lineup is still what it is, but they never, even when they were great, there was never about offense. They know how to win with pitching.
But they may leave you on the outside. Of the playoff picture, if Tampa Bay is that good and you've got the Yankees, you may be on the outside looking in. Let's go to the phone calls. People want to talk about the Red Sox. Here's Matt in Springfield. Hello, Matt.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas. So, we went two straight games only scoring one run, but we got a 1-0 victory that day. But aside from that, I mean, our hitting is solid. You know, I tried staying up late to watch all the games out west, but
solid. No, I wouldn't say. Hold on, JD Martinez has hit the cover off the ball. Moreland has come up with some big hits. Elsewhere behind the plate, Swihart's come up with a couple of hits, but he hasn't been good behind the plate.
The hitting's underperforming.
The lineup's
underperforming.
And Jackie Bradley Jr. for that new swing looks like the exact same guy I saw last year, batting a .170.
Yeah, I agree. I also miss Sandy Leone behind the plate. I mean, you know,
everybody
does.
Everybody does.
I think we're all right. I mean, if the starting pitching can at least perform, I mean, 3-4 ERA, even we'd still be winning games. We wouldn't be 3-9.
They're not paying attention to little things. The guy stole home. When's the last time you've seen that? Not only did he steal home, but he was halfway down the line before, Sale even went into his motion.
I know, and I loved Lou Maloney's take on that too.
He was pimping it.
I loved how he said it. The little things are what we got. How we got the ring last year, but this year, all 3-9, we're not paying attention. I almost feel like we're like gods right now. They just don't even really. They're not in it like last year because they wasn't ring last year. Now that they got it, they're just kind of slacking. But that's like my call.
Okay, Matt feels confident. He's not like angry Lou.
So Sale said that angry Lou. He's willing to. He was supposed to throw a slider. And when he saw him go, he tried to change his grip. I mean, you know, and throw. I wasn't sure if he was actually trying to execute a pitch out because the guy was stealing, but all you got to do is throw him down the middle, and the guy's not going to swing. He's a lefty.
So he changed up in midstream to try to get it quicker to the plate, and he was off the target by 15
feet.
But
it's even, you go to the guy before that. I mean, second and third, two outs, and they get crossed up. Yeah. So I don't know if that's Vasquez getting crossed up or if that's Sale. Vasquez thought it was a slider. He started to slide out to block it, and it was a changeup that kind of went the other way. So, you know, it wasn't like the first time somebody was on second. So, you know, getting crossed up happens, but when you're 3-8, it doesn't look good. Second and third, two outs, 3-2, you're down. Just you get out of that inning right there. It's like, okay, it's 3-2. When it was 5-2 after a guy just stole home, and then a pass ball before that, you're like, oh, my God.
Would they lose that game by 3 runs? Was that 3 runs yesterday? 2 runs. They lost the game by 2 runs, and Toronto made 2 errors. They only had 3 earned runs in the game.
They gifted. They gifted.
The drop in left field. I mean, it was worse than what the score indicates.
You know, and Jackie?
Toronto.
Jackie's swing.
Good luck with it.
You know, you got this new swing, and you'd be patient with it, whatever. He's got this, like, toe tap thing that I don't remember. Like, you know, watching him, this new swing in camp, it was a nice, clean little stride, foot down, hit off the back, boom, Yahtzee, whatever. Now, all of a sudden, we go back to this, Yahtzee, like, toe-tapping timing issue that I'm not a big fan of.
I don't know what he's doing. I'm trying to figure it out. He's the same guy to me. Here's Billy in Charlestown. Hi, Billy.
Hey, guys. Great show, as always.
Thank you, Billy.
As always. Listen, questionable as far as pitching, you know, David Price, okay, but what Chris did, you know, letting the guy steal home plate, but hitting is good. Hitting is good. Offense is good.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, well, you know, let me tell you something.
Can I just say this, Billy? I don't think anything is good right now.
No, nothing.
Nothing. There's not a single thing you can point to and say they're performing at the level that we expected.
Guys, it's early. It's early. Listen to me.
Thank you.
Listen to me. I'm 65
there
years.
There you go. Yep.
I've been to.
Okay. Oh, my God. Your phone's going off.
Games. Come on.
Your phone's going out, Billy. What do you want me to do? I can't hear you. And Glenn hung up on you, not me.
See, you just don't like old people. That's
no,
what it
I
is.
Love
you're
old
very
people.
Nasty. You're nasty to me?
I'm friendly to you.
No, you're not.
You're not necessarily
you're nasty
considered
to me.
Old.
Here's Brian in Rhode Island. Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
What's up, Brian?
Good. I just want to say, Sales last year in the All-Star game, I didn't hear you guys say this, but if you go back to the film, if you want to, but he was doing 98 and at one point 101 miles an hour. And after the All-Star game, if you recall, that's when he crapped the bed.
Okay.
I just want to say, why didn't they tell him not to pitch like that and just go in there and do, like, you know, like an 85-mile-an-hour pitch?
He pitched like that in June. He pitched like that in July. He did that the whole month, 2 months.
Yeah, but he breaks down, and he was humming it for that one inning.
They thought they had the right plan last year. They thought it was ready to take the reins off him, and it didn't work.
Every year he breaks down, though, and they know this.
Every year he breaks down at the end of the month, so they're trying to manage his pitches right now, manage what he does, the strain on the arm, so that they get the best of him in September and October. That's what they're trying
Tampa's
to do.
Tampa's up 8-0.
8-0.
Hitting is good.
See, there's not a good sign the way they're playing right now if you're the Red Sox. If you notice this, Christian, that none of these Red Sox fans seem to have that same anger that, that our buddy Angry Lou has. No. It's almost like they're content. I don't get it.
So
let's play Sweet Caroline.
Because they won the World Series last
and
year.
And scream Yankees.
They're a great baseball team.
Yeah. We're Boston. Last year.
My problem is, like, you know, the Boston Celtics, they have this attitude. We all know how important home field is, right? Yes. Or home court in NBA. We know it's very important. So for them, it's about seeding. Half the damn league makes the playoffs. You can't say that in baseball.
No.
There's only five. Like a third of the league makes the postseason. You can't keep coasting based on what you did last year. You can convince yourselves you got all the talent in the world, but what good is it if it doesn't show up on the field?
Well, especially if you have a team that's running in hiding right now in your own division. And you're going to play how many games? Is it seven games against them, I believe? Or maybe it's six in the next couple weeks here at home? And I think you start the series down in Tampa. You better take care of business by the time you get to those two series, because if you don't, Lou, then you're really going to fall behind that team. Really. By the way, what a great back-and-forth conversation between Lou Maloney and Manny Ramirez. If you missed it yesterday during the radio broadcast, it was unbelievable. I'm not sure Manny knew exactly who Lou was, but we'll let you hear it coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Hey, Manny, so we're obviously playing the Blue Jays. It makes me think of something up at, I don't know if you remember this, I'm sure you do, up in Toronto, 0-2 curveball, Chris
Carpenter.
Oh,
when I hit that bomb.
Are you kidding me? That was what, they had up there, like Canseco's home run, you hit it like 20 rows past it. They took all those down because you embarrassed. It was embarrassing how far you hit past them. I mean, that was 0-2 curveball. What were you thinking?
I was looking for the pitch.
Of course you were.
What do you want me to do? You hang it, we bang it. What I'm supposed to do?
Phenomenal conversation. I think the two of you should do a podcast
together. That was still
you
the farthest ball I've ever seen hit.
It's unbelievable.
0-2 curveball.
Yeah. It was terrific.
I want to kiss you.
it was good. All Joe could do was kind of giggle and laugh in the background.
Those guys are reminiscing.
So then they get into the 99 playoffs in which Sox played the Indians. Lou, you played in that series, right?
No.
You didn't play in that series?
No, I wasn't active.
Okay. So it was Pedro coming out of the bullpen.
So you see Pedro Martinez out there, and obviously you love Smoothie, right? You love Petey.
The Petey.
This is the question I want, because I was in the other dugout against you in 99 when Pedro Martinez came out of the bullpen. Right? You were on that Cleveland team, weren't you?
I was in that team, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember you.
So halfway. Hold on.
No, he doesn't.
Halfway.
No,
I was active actually in that
Not
series.
At all.
I think I was.
You're not even sure.
Oh my God.
He's not sure. If you're not sure, he the hell sure is.
The medication is really wearing off.
No clue.
You've got to be kidding me. Manny didn't. Halfway through the interview, he finally realized who Lou was.
Oh, yeah. You're the guy, Maroney.
Actually, I played. Maroney. That was the year I played short, game three.
Oh, geez. You don't remember now.
No, I guess.
Oh, my God.
A lot of concussions.
What a moment.
Did he do anything in that game?
Manny?
Yeah.
I don't know. We beat him that game. We were down 2-0. We beat him game three, game four.
Does any of this surprise you? This is a guy who couldn't
remember. I played with him for 4 years.
This is a guy who couldn't remember his cycle dates when he was juicing three different times. How do you expect him to remember Lou Maloney?
Nobody talks about him. Nobody talks about him juicing.
Oh, anymore. Yeah, I remember you.
Three times.
They do when they bring it up.
Three times?
When they bring his name up.
Callahan had a real hatred for Manny Ramirez. And when I think about him, he's so dopey.
Yeah.
He just, like, you know, I saw him in there. I was in there with him, and he majorly green flied me. You know how I feel about people who green fly me.
What do you think about those?
I don't like them. It's like it goes the way of Warren Sapp.
Maybe,
Warren Sapp did that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't know
who
you are.
Warren Sapp.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know what happens.
You set them up with those two hookers.
That's right.
I remember that.
And make sure you charge double. Doesn't matter. It was worth it. It was worth every single penny. Manny, you're next, dog.
But Manny was really talkative yesterday.
It was good
he?
To see him. Yeah. I was surprised when he came out. Yeah. Were you more surprised with Manny or Schilling?
Both. Because
Schilling.
Because I knew, but you knew that Manny would be invited. The question was, would Manny, again, remember the date or show up?
Did Schilling just choose not to button those last few buttons, or could he not?
I don't think he could.
See, here's the thing. So they bring all these guys out. They bring Manny out. Nobody's seen him in a while. Schill, whatever. He's still a big part of this organization.
Yes, he should be out there.
And then instead of allowing those guys to throw out the first pitch,
thank you,
they let Edelman, Gronk, who else? Oh, Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore.
They let those guys throw out the first pitch. I'm fine with them being there and maybe being in a box, a luxury box or something like that. But I really feel like that was a slap in the face to those guys that showed up, the legends, the Schillings, the Pedros of the world. Let those guys throw the first pitch out to the younger players who are now somewhat carrying the torch.
That's the way it should have been.
But you liked it, though. You were okay with it. I'm not really sure where you feel about it.
Because I was like Rochy on opening day. I get excited about it.
No, you're not. You cannot
claim. I didn't like it.
You cannot claim that you were infected by Rochy.
When it was all said and done, it was like, whatever. It didn't bother my day.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
See, here was the biggest problem with it was that the Patriots outdid the Red Sox, because the Red Sox had, four trophies out there.
Because my six.
And they showed out and brought six. It was like, Ron Burgundy, when the other team, the Channel 7 team in San Diego, brought out the Emmy, okay, and said, here, we got the Emmy. But the Red Sox, I'm sure.
She has beautiful eyes, and her hair smells like cinnamon.
They tried to find somebody from that 1912 team or that 1918 team to bring out the
trophy.
They couldn't find one.
The banners at the end, I mean, those are.
I like that. Steal those
things out of a truck.
Here's the thing. The problem is that they just need to do this ring ceremony privately at somebody's house where they can bring your wife, and you don't care how long it goes. You can get as fired up and as bent as you want and polluted. Doesn't matter. Have a grand old time. The fact that they just allowed each guy comes out, it was just too long.
It went on forever.
Too long.
Staff assistant Adrian Lorenzo.
Yeah, who else is there?
And bullpen catcher in the bullpen, Manny Martinez.
On forever.
There's a bullpen catcher?
And for an
Wait, are you on the team if you're a bullpen catcher? Are you just like a part-time worker? Can I be the bullpen catcher?
No. You got to be able to catch.
Well, I can catch. Throw something.
You can't catch.
You got to catch 94.
Here, throw it.
Jesus, damn it. Crap.
A little coffee on you.
God. No, you're right.
All right, forget it.
Get some towel.
My bad.
The ring ceremony probably should be like a little private ceremony with the team the night before opening day. And then on opening day, maybe you bring out Alex Cora and you give him his ring.
I agree.
And maybe he represents the team.
And maybe Alex Cora speaks, and maybe one of the players get up there and say something.
No.
We are the champions.
Alex Cora came out.
That's his song. I don't know. Is that comma?
No, it was not.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell it was.
But it was way too long, and I thought each guy that walked up to get the ring would get their own walk-up song.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't it.
No, this is a chorus song.
No, this wasn't the song that was playing yesterday, though. It was more upbeat, salsa dancing. Ay, 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 everybody's boogie.
Was this the chorus song?
No, this is what he told everybody to relax.
This is the relax song. They did some.
Play the chorus. I like this song. It's a good song.
Yeah. Needed this like 4 hours ago. This song's going to calm you now?
No. Like the chorus. I mean, really,
should we be bitching about this?
But the Red Sox used to be applauded all the time with Dr. Charles about these great presentations. But they all became duplicate of the previous one. So they need somebody over there that's going to lighten some of this stuff up, right? Yes. Maybe somebody younger who can figure some of this stuff out, maybe change the music a little bit. The Boston Pops aren't nice when you want to go to Tanglewood, okay? But come on. They're sitting there doing Queen. Come on. Yeah, please, come on.
Yeah. The Boston Pops.
Where's Freddie Mercury?
The Boston Pops.
It is. It's what you get. You get this World Series basket, gift basket. Here you go. You get your rings. You get the Boston Pops are going to be. Hey, the Patriots are going to be there, whether they win or not. People like the Patriots more than you, so we let them. Oh, this is a song. This is his song. Let me see. Turn it on.
This was it?
See.
Did it came out yesterday?
This is Mark Precioso.
What?
Precioso.
Are you sure this
Precioso.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah, Mark Anthony.
Oh, all right.
Jennifer
know.
Lopez is ex-husband.
Okay. I don't know.
Do we have words to it?
I don't know.
It's got to be about, like, celebration, party.
But you're right. You bring out the alumni, let them throw out the first pitch, do the Patriots tomorrow night. Do them Saturday. Right? That's all.
Did you see the other uncomfortable moment? So
Which one?
Linda Pizzuti Henry.
The fourth inning
Linda
or the third inning when the guy scored in a
I'm talking about the ceremonies. Right. So Linda Pizzuti Henry is there. And it was the awkward moment as the players would come and they would hug John Henry and they would hug Tom Warner and they weren't really sure.
Yeah.
It's 2019. What do we do? You know, Joe Biden's getting a lot of heat.
Come hands where you can see him.
Exactly. Do I hug Linda Pizzuti Henry or do I kind of shake hands? So some guys were like putting the hand out and it was like, I'm not sure what I do. And then others apparently
they went right in.
Yeah,
you could tell who has the good relationship.
Or she figured she knew him well enough to be able to go and hug them. But it was awkward.
Yeah, Here's what else I said. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Hi.
The other thing that stood out to me was Sam Kennedy has perfected the Roger Goodell bro hug.
That's a strange bro hug, isn't it?
Oh, he comes in strong.
But he stays with it. You can't get out.
You feel
safe. It's like the bear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Daddy Bear has got you in the claws.
Yeah, he's letting you know that he appreciates you.
They're not leaving.
I mean, I saw somebody kind of pull away. He said, oh, no, you're not. I'm not done yet. And he's hugging. I almost felt his hand kind of, you know, patting him like you would a sick kid. He said, you go.
Then you had the commissioner. The commissioner didn't know who
after. Half
the staff, and he shouldn't know who half
like,
the staff
who are you?
Is.
Are you another owner?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you're the commissioner. Right. Oh, hi. Yeah. How are you?
They had no
Number
idea.
55,
the
top.
No, you could
the
tell.
The Pride of Maine, Brian Butterfield.
You could tell a lot of guys they didn't do any
did
of that.
Warner have
they
a
did
sword?
None of this yesterday, though. They didn't do sound.
I was surprised.
They
Joe
did no
and,
sound. This
Joe
is previous
and Obi
stuff.
Weren't,
old stuff.
Weren't down there.
There was no sound.
Yeah. Nothing?
No, that was the change. They said, you know what they said? Let it breathe.
The grass.
That's what everybody says
with
now.
The let it breathe.
When you talk
stuff.
Too much, everybody
let it breathe.
Hey, did
let
Warner have his sword, his big sword with
I think
all the
he didn't bring the sword this
on
year.
On the field.
I think.
Yeah, I think he did.
Did he?
On the field, he had his swinging it.
Jesus. The stupid sword.
Swinging it.
All right. It's like he should be playing a Knights of the Round Table.
We got a big breaking story for you.
We do.
What?
We do.
What?
The New England Patriots have made a major change, a departure from the past.
Oh, no.
Something totally different coming up in this Patriots season. We've got it for you next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting
no,
you go.
Good.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Let's go, not stretch like hell.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS with a K, for the number, kids, or at carsforkids.com. We actually heard from Bill Belichick today. Didn't say anything, but we did hear from him, right?
A little bit.
He didn't want to talk about the coaching situation.
No.
He was there to talk about the draft. We're not there. We're on to
they
the draft.
Though.
On to the draft.
We're on to the draft. We're not talking about the coaches.
A couple
what's going
QBs
on with the coaches.
In town.
Right.
There's a lot of people in town. You got T.J. Yeldon was in town. Demaryius Thomas. Who was the quarterback?
Will Greer.
Okay,
and,
so
Hercules is signed for a year. Yeah.
Jones out of Duke. What's that kid's name?
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, yeah. The other quarterback. So two quarterbacks.
Yes.
Yeah. They're not taking a quarterback up high. They're not.
Well, I mean, we'll see.
You think they are?
We'll see. You've been so right lately.
It's unbelievable.
Right. I don't know if I want to pick.
Especially the Gronk thing. Watching Gronk come out at Fenway Park yesterday, his neck was thinner than Chris Sale's. It's unbelievable. He's done.
Chris Sale. Right. I couldn't tell the two apart.
No.
I actually thought Chris Sale. I was like, what is Chris Sale doing in a Patriots uniform?
He's not coming back. I mean, the body is he's going to look like Chris Sale in a couple months. Talking about the Patriots have done something.
What?
I never thought they did this before, but apparently I'm finding out that they have done this before. The Patriots have hired two male cheerleaders that are joining the Patriots cheerleading squad. They did this back in the 70s. I do not remember
this. Well, they were the yell leaders.
What do you mean yell leaders?
No, in the 70s, like yell leaders, with the big megaphones.
Like they're always like on the base, right?
It says here.
Throw the girls up in the air.
Yes. Yes.
So this is the cheerleading director, Tracy Somonti, is still there, right? She's still there.
I don't know.
And she's still there, apparently.
Rah, Cisco Bot.
The Patriots had male dancers on the squad in the late 70s.
Okay.
The men's role transitioned to more stunting, tumbling, and cheerleading in the early 80s.
This is back when the Patriots sucked, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, they needed something. She said in 1984 was the last season the Patriots had male cheerleaders. Since then, it's been all women, but that is changing.
P-A-T-S, Pats.
We have two male cheerleaders, probably a little bit more athletic than that a-hole right there. Steven Sontag and Driss Dalali.
Who?
Driss, D-R-I-S-S.
Dalahi.
Okay. So they're among 14 rookies who tried out and made the final cut for this year's Patriots cheer squad. So the question I have for the two of you.
Oh, good for them.
Is this a 2019 thing? Because it's 2019. We got to do this. We got to be fair to all genders. Or is this a matter of they were expecting to do what they normally do?
Gender equality.
Pick all women. And these two guys were just better than a couple of the women, and so they made the team.
Whatever it is,
yes, gender equality. I think
so. It's a 2019 thing.
So I think you went into this wanting to hire two male cheerleaders. I don't think you held.
So they weren't better than two women. So two women got stiffed in this deal. Might have been better than the men.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any of them dance. So I mean,
know the difference?
Of course I would. I've been a judge. Please. I was a judge for the Celtics 1 year.
For the cheerleaders?
Yes, I was. I was a judge. I've been a judge a bunch of times.
Must have been dangerous.
It is more dancing, right? It's not like chucking someone in the air and catching them. Those so that's like college.
Yes.
Now it's like dance.
You're more of a yell leader,
right?
Yeah, they do. I think they're doing the same thing the cheerleaders are doing, right? Because they made the squad. As cheerleaders, they're not like, not like Lucky where, he comes out and fires out of a cannon or whatever.
So pom-poms, same attire.
I think the attire is going to be a little different.
Are they going to shoot the t-shirts in the stands?
Probably. I don't know. Don't they have a separate crew that does that?
I don't even know.
They have other people that do that. Separate people that you don't know.
Drift sound?
I don't watch them. Do you really watch the cheerleaders during the game?
No.
Can we hear from one of them?
When the New England Patriots cheerleaders started their auditions in March, 300 people performed on stage.
Walking in, I knew that people were going to look at me, one, because I'm over 6 feet tall, and two, because I'm a male.
Months before his tryout, Driss Dalahi went to the squad's optional workshop.
I attended that workshop and walked in and heard there was another boy, and so immediately I was looking around, trying to find him.
You guys didn't know each other at all then before this?
Never.
We didn't really know the criteria for male cheerleaders auditioning for the New England Patriots, so we kind of created that together and texting back and forth.
They were the only men at tryouts, and both made the team, becoming the Patriots' first male cheerleaders since the early 80s.
All right, so congratulations to them. Obviously.
So it wasn't like a bunch of guys. It was just two.
Two. Yeah. They were the only two males that tried out, and they were better than the women. Or is this just the 2019 thing? As you said, oh, my God, we've got two men trying out. We've got to make them make the team, because if they don't, I thought 2019.
I want to feel like we did a story like this about another. It was a. I want to say it was a basketball. I don't even know. Do you remember this?
The
story?
Rams did this last year.
So with the Rams. Yes. Okay. So the Patriots aren't the first team to do this. The Rams did it.
It's an LA team. In LA, you got.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say? LA's more progressive than Boston.
A little different. No, but it's different.
How is it different?
It's LA. It's entertainment capital. It's different.
Really?
It's different.
I can tell you what. There's a lot of dudes that are 10 times better dancers than women.
I would say, who cares? It's not going to affect the product in the field, and that's all I really care about.
See, you don't care about it.
I care less.
I'm just interested to see if people will care about this.
You think people are going to be pissed off and picket and not go to the games?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think there'll be any picketing. None whatsoever. But I'm wondering if this was a gender thing, gender equality. So we're just picking the guys because we need two guys. Or were these guys better than the women? Because if they were not better than the women, there were two women that were denied an opportunity to make the cheerleading squad.
This isn't like the guys that were trying to be Hooters waitresses, right? You remember that? There was a story a while ago where they were trying. They wanted to be a waiter.
Yeah. Would you be for Hooters? That?
Are they wearing the same? Are they wearing the outfits?
Well, the boobs may be the best part of it.
I mean, if they're wearing the outfit, yes. I would say no.
Half shirt, short shorts,
and dolphin shorts.
But these guys aren't going to wear the same outfits, right?
No, I hope
I wouldn't
not.
Think so.
I like the Santa Claus outfit when the cheerleaders wear.
You know,
that.
Halloween when they all get to dress up. Can't wait.
Tomorrow.
What do you got, Glenn?
My topic is the NBA in talks to eliminate the one and done. Are you for it or against it?
All right.
Of course.
Lou, you are?
I believe there should be a lemon law for dog owners.
Really?
I think you should be able to keep a dog for a month and then decide if you want to give it back or another one or get your money back.
I'm having
some problems with my puppy. just let you know that way. I think it's real.
Dogs are like people. You can't treat them
they're
that
not.
Way. You're
going to
send it back?
And I love dogs.
You're sending it back? That's ridiculous. And Christian, yours?
What's mine? I thought you have it written down there.
Yes, but you describe it.
No, I want you to.
Okay.
No, you should. It's your topic.
It's unbelievable.
He doesn't remember.
Do you think he remembers? Short-term memory.
No, I remember.
About 2.5 minutes. He can't remember.
Say it.
Christian wants to force overweight airline passengers to buy a second ticket.
Hold on. I want them to weigh in before they get on the plane.
Okay. Because you had a bad experience.
No. Can I just say, fat people, you want to be here at 3:30 tomorrow.
And this
you
is no
call
disrespect.
And
this
take
is a real
him to
problem.
Task. You don't like fat people.
I like you.
No, you don't like fat people. You don't like old people.
Some of my best
like
friends
fat
are
people.
Fat.
Let's spin the wheel. Let's see what we got tonight. Spin the wheel.
Butchie?
I saw Butchie yesterday at the game.
I wanted to bring up our Butchie conversation.
You know, they used to call him the Phenom because Alex Reimer will be here.
And who else?
6 to 10. Nope, just Alex.
Solo.
Why is it some night they've got two people in here and then some come in for an hour or two?
We
and then
keep spinning the wheel and we keep going over budget, apparently. So I've been told I can only spin it one time.
I tell you what, I heard Villani and Reimer together.
Yeah.
They sound alike.
They do. You were right about this. I didn't notice
they
it.
They do.
Yeah. You're right. They sound a lot alike.
Right, come on, I got a spin class to get to. Can we wrap this thing up?
Go to your spin class. How many fat people in your spin class?
Huh? Tune in tomorrow.
Get
You're
your
not
fat ass on
it.
Your bike over there. Get away from me. All right, Reimer's coming up next tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We've got Alex Cora in the first hour. Some interesting questions there. Hoping Sean McDonald will stop by. He's doing a game tomorrow night with Lou and Joe. Have a great night. We're back tomorrow, too. We're out of here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.